12:38 in the afternoon. This is a Thursday. And this is your view on Q. Guess what, Dominica? January is coming to an end, boy. That was quick. And you know what that means? It's payday. No, not payday, the chocolate. Payday as in to go stand for hours and hours at the banks. If you have a paper check. Or if not, you're just going over to pay your mortgage, pay the bills, budget for the next month. $40 for Calypso, costume band, groceries, little barbecue with family and friends, reunion time. Is brought to you today through the kind compliments of United Insurance. We'll take a break for a word from United Insurance and we'll be right back. Stay locked.
We all need to feel safe, no matter what life brings our way. With United Insurance, you can be sure your vehicle, home, business, and other prized possessions are well protected. United offers a comprehensive range of general insurance solutions to suit your needs. And our excellent AM Best ratings says we have the financial strength to protect your assets. Across the Caribbean, we have a track record of helping clients get back on their feet quickly after disaster strikes, providing prompt, professional, exceptional service. So whatever life brings your way, trust United to protect the things you value most. You're in safe hands with United. For more information, contact your nearest United agent today. Call JB Charles & Company Limited at 448-2876, CAM Dupini at 448-3012, or LA Dupini & Company Limited at 448-2310.
You're in safe hands with United.
Win big with Lime this carnival. Tickets to Calypso shows, Miss Dominica pageant, handsets, tablets, credits, costumes, t-shirt band registration, and so much more. Top up $15 or more or pay your bill on time and in full to win. Lime, platinum sponsor of the Real Mass 2014. New Corner V.
I'm seeing my on-air line is going. Not sure why, if you're trying to reach our office downstairs. That sometimes happens. You can call 448-5822. Try not to use the on-air line. Dominica, welcome to Your View. This is the last view for the week. You know we're on Monday to Thursday. We're not on Fridays. First of all, we want to say hi and hello and get well soon to one of our members of staff. Get some rest, take care of yourself, drink lots of water, some Glococo, coconut water. If you don't have it, you can make it, sugar, salt, purified water, eat some fruits, stay out in the sun a little bit, get some vitamin C, because we want to see you back nice, healthy and happy, all right? All right, before we into our 1 p.m. news update, followed by our hot topics after 1, quite a number of things happening locally as well as out of our region of our area that we kind of like to share with you every once in a while. So, and first of all, in any event, thank you for all the people who continue to give us great feedback, whether it is off air, when you meet myself and Marilyn and JL and the other members of Q95 staff, and comment and give your suggestions, etc. We really do appreciate it. We're here to entertain you. We know that we have a massive amount of persons who are locked in every single day that we're on. Whether the topic is lighthearted, whether it's something serious, whether we're just having fun, you know, throwing some kicks around, talking about Carnival or Calypso. You know, it's always good to have a different kind of conversation, and we're happy for that. And we're happy that, you know, once in a while we can make you laugh, we can make you pay attention, we can make you think a little bit. You know, it's all good. That's what we try to do here on The View. Have you heard, let me see here if I can open, control click my document. Wherever you're listening to us, whether you're in Dominica, the USVI, around the world, South, North, Europe, Asia, on a satellite somewhere orbiting Earth, I don't know. Do you know that Dominica will be participating in the Sochi Winter Olympics in Russia coming up very soon? I'll let that sink in. So I think we reported the story as well, but I thought, you know, I'll take it and, you know, play with it a little bit. And you can call me. We have a few minutes here before 1. You can call me and let me know what you think, or if you know anything about it, anything more than probably we don't know here in the general media. So we're being told that Dominica will be representing at next month's Winter Olympics for the first time. And NBC Sports, that's US-based NBC Sports, is reporting this. So it looks like NBC has the in on us before we have the no on what's happening with us here. A gentleman called Gary D. Silvestri, a 46-year-old, originally from Staten Island, New York, and his wife, Angelica Moroni D. Silvestri, 48, born and raised in Italy. So the gentleman is from New York. His wife, Angelica, is from Italy. They will both represent Dominica at the Sochi Winter Games from February 2nd to 27th in Sochi, Russia. They will compete on back-to-back days in the women's 10-kilometer cross-country race on February 13th. Followed by the men's 15K race on February 14th. That's Valentine's Day. Let's see there. Tom Dorsett, Secretary General of the Dominica Olympic Committee, is quoted as saying, "It will be an historic moment for Dominica. Our tourist department will make a field day of that." Dorsett, however, is still awaiting accreditation from the organizers and has told DNO that the Dominica Olympic Committee expects confirmation on the two being allowed to represent Dominica at the Winter Games in Russia. A little history on who these wonderful people are. The two first visited Dominica on holidays some 6 or 7 years ago and have done some philanthropical work in Dominica as well as in other Caribbean countries, it says, funding children's hospitals. They were granted the Dominican citizenship for the charity work that they have done. So 6 or 7 years ago, they started doing this philanthropic work. So sometime within that 6 or 7 years, they were granted the Dominican citizenship for the charity work that they had done. That's according to what the corporal said. In November 2012, the International Olympic Committee asked Dominica, among other nations, if it had any athletes it was considering for the Winter Games. And the gentleman is reported as saying, "They knew us." I'm not sure who the "they" is, if it's the Dominica Olympic Committee, is a Dominica government, if it's the Olympic Committee in general, you know, the Olympic Committee that oversees everything, the Olympic Games. But they knew us. They called us and said, "Guys, we want you to represent Dominica if you think you can qualify." De Silvestri said, and he's a former Wall Street analyst. He goes on to say, at first we were hesitant going from, you know, doing skiing as a hobby to a full-time commitment. We said, hey, what the hell? It's an opportunity. We'll take it. And apparently they both qualified in December. And the week before, sometime last week, they finalized their travel arrangements and are presently training hard. And they're confident that they will be in Russia for the opening ceremony, carrying and waving the Dominican flag. Let me get this going again. Give me a call. Want to hear what you think? You know, Jamaica has been at the games. Actually, this year they're sending, well, they're trying to send their bobsled team. They need $80,000 to do that. Let me know what you think. Take this call right away. Hello, good day.
Yes, good day, good evening.
Good day.
Hello to your call.
Yes.
Sorry, but it's kind of strange because I knew that story. I was traveling in the U.S. and I came across an article about pursuing you in your dreams. And there was a story about this American rich guy who always had a dream to take part in the Olympics. And so what he did was, first of all, he identified what sport it was that would require, you know, the least amount of training,
mm-hmm.
being that he was already not an Olympic athlete. Anyway, he did pick cross-country skiing. So it was kind of ironic. When you started saying the story, I said to myself, I wonder. And then when you said that, basically, it was cross-country skiing and he was from Wall Street, I recognize it's the same.
Oh, so you're saying it? You're thinking that's the same story?
Yeah, because the guy was actually looking for a country who he could represent, because he obviously couldn't represent the United States where he's from, because they had their top.
Yeah, he's way too competitive. Yeah.
So basically, he was looking for a country. So I don't know what I'm kind of tweaked about is whether the story about all this philanthropic work in Dominica mm-hmm. is true, because this story, he never in his story there was never a mention of Dominica as a possibility of being the country he could represent. But I didn't know he was looking for a country to represent, and that was the last hurdle he had to cross to pursue his dream.
Very, very interesting. Very interesting. All right. Thank you. Interesting contribution there. You can give me a call here, 449-3095, 3096, 3097. If you have a DigiLine, it's 616-4257. From overseas, you can reach us on 305-432-9624. Overseas, that will be local rates for you. It's an international line. I wanted to take a closer look at this one because I'm only seeing what is, you know, the various stories that are reported about it online. A couple things jumped out at me. Number one, the ages. Yes, you can have athletes, you know, into their 40s, etc., still being competitive and being part of FIFA, the World Cup, you know, Olympics, world races or whatever it is, you know, world competitions, etc. But then, you know, they went on to say, well, you know, skiing was just a hobby. You know, they met their husband and wife, they have their high-powered jobs, and hey, you know, when they get time off from the office, they can take off for a weekend to Aspen, they can go to the mountains of Colorado, they can go wherever, you know, if they're high-powered friends or clients or, you know, whatever it is, they're rich friends, and hey, you ski as a hobby. And now you are qualifying to represent a country that you are not a, quote, citizen of at the Winter Olympics. And really, does having a passport signed over to you, a CARICOM passport signed over to you, qualify you really as a citizen? I'm throwing some firewood in the fire. Now, there's a part that I read in another article that also struck me. I did not see it here while I was reading, but the part where he talked about receiving the citizenship somewhere else, I read that he said, after the philanthropical work, they offered us Dominican citizenship, and he said it was nothing. that was his quote, you know, hey, you know, after we contributed some funds or some work with children and Children's Hospital in Dominica and in some of the other Caribbean islands, you know, they offered us citizenship and, you know, it was nothing. Six minutes before 1. 71,000 strong in Dominica. Do you know who your representatives are at the Winter Games coming up in Russia next month? I would love a photo op and probably, you know, a press conference. Hello to the telephone. Good day.
Hey, Blessings Empress, what's up?
What's up, sir? You sound like you just came from eating something nice.
About half an hour ago. I've been working. But I'm downstairs and I'm hearing about, you know, the representatives of the Olympic Games representing
Dominica.
The
Winter Games, yes.
Winter Games, and citizenship was being issued. They offered us, and I guess it sounded interesting. Let me run upstairs and make a call. Who were they, born in New York, you say?
The gentleman is presently 46 years old. He's from Staten Island, New York. His wife, Angelica, was born and raised in Italy. So the gentleman is 46. The wife is 48. They've been skiing as a hobby. The guy's from Wall Street. They said that they've been doing some philanthropic work in the Caribbean, including Dominica. Starting from some 6 or 7 years ago, and they were offered the Dominican citizenship. It was nothing. They accepted it, and because they are now citizens, they were contacted. It's not saying who contacted. They said they knew us and they called us. In my experience, the World Olympic Committee doesn't call individuals to participate in Olympic Games. You qualify via the mechanisms of your national Olympic committees, the Dominica Olympic Committee, etc. So I'm not sure. I have an issue with some of the validity of some of the information in the story. I'm not hitting the individuals. I'm talking about the story.
Well, really and truly, how substantivity is and all of that should be questioned, because the D offer us and we accepted it was nothing, and D called us. To me, there's some blank areas there, the D's. But I just what are the national, what are the Caucasians, Africans?
They're Caucasian. They're, for the word that we use, white. They're white.
Okay, well, let me just tell them welcome on board. Let me just wish them well. But really and truly, there are some unanswered questions, and people should not really take people's task when they suspicions or curiosities are being annoyed, so to speak. So I hope there can be some closure. Maybe the people down here, the Olympic people, the sports people, could maybe give us a little insight on what's really going down.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. A little bit more insight, man. Come on.
Anyway, blessings, Empress.
All right, thank you. Take care. Marilyn is joining us. Marilyn, I just, talked about the story. We can talk about it a little bit. She's shaking her head like, no. What happened to you? You know, I put you on the spot.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Auntie Marilyn.
And good afternoon to all.
I was just explaining to Les, to Blessings. Uh-huh. I'm not knocking the individuals as such. I'm looking at different parts of the story. Mm-hmm. And for me, there are some holes. Obviously, you cannot get everything in a story because, it has to be edited and presented
so
a certain way.
This is a couple who are going to represent Dominica in
the
Winter Olympics.
Yes, at the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, from February 7th to the 27th, something to that effect.
And does the story give any quote or statement from any of the organizations within Dominica?
Mr. Thomas Dorset, the Secretary General of the Dominica Olympic Committee, DOC, is quoted by NBC Sports, the American big network NBC Sports website, as saying it will be an historic moment, and our tourism department will make a field day of that. I have not seen the field today. And I'm having some issues with, as I said, some parts of it. They came to Dominica, they did some philanthropic work. They offered, the gentleman said, they knew us, they called us, they offered us citizenship. We went from doing this as a hobby to now, you know, training harder to qualify, because they wanted us to represent them.
Right.
I don't know. Let's think about that. Hello, good day. Quick call before the news update.
Yes, a quick call. I understood you said that they were offered Dominican citizenship.
That's what the gentleman is quoted as saying.
That is a big question mark. People who want citizenship, they themselves apply or they make their best to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not understand why they could be offered citizenship. There's a big question mark on that.
I have a problem in that. I mean, just because you come to Dominica and you do some philanthropical work or you donate some books to a library or you do something nice, does it mean that you have to be offered citizenship?
That's the other question.
Well, there's evidently more to it
than that.
There's a lot more to the relationship that they have with Dominica than we're being privy to.
Thank you. It sounds like there's some other relationship going on there. But you know, that's what happens, you know, because in the big countries, stuff like that is like common chalk and cheese. Mm-hmm. So you can talk about it openly.
Yeah.
Hey, we came down there, we helped out some schools, the minister or a lawyer or a nice businessman or somebody called us and said, hey, would you guys like to have, you know, no issues coming to our island from now on? So they offered us citizenship. I'm just like, you're an American and this person is from Italy. They're part of the European Union. They don't need to have a Dominican citizenship to come to Dominica or to travel to the Caribbean unless there is an issue.
Exactly.
Unless they have an issue, you know, moving around our part, our region of the world. So why do you offer citizenship to an American who basically has carte blanche to travel the universe and back?
And the European as well.
And the European Union.
Interesting.
Anyway, Marilyn.
Interesting.
It is 1 o'clock. It's now time for our news update. You're locked onto Your View on Q95 FM. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hold your calls. We'll come back after the news update. Stay locked.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Q95's lunchtime news update for today, Thursday, January 30th, 2014. In local news, Dominica has called on the United States to end its decade-old economic and trade embargo of Cuba, saying it strongly supports the Cuban Revolution. Prime Minister Roosevelt Scarrett, who is among 33 Latin American and Caribbean leaders attending the second summit of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, said the time had come for Washington to review the policy that had been imposed in 1960, nearly 2 years after the Batista regime was overthrown by the Cuban revolutionaries led by Fidel Castro. I will continue to support very strongly the Cuban Revolution. I will continue to ask the United States to end the blockade against Cuba and to free the Cuban five who are imprisoned, Scarrett said. The U.S. trade embargo was extended in 1962 to include almost all imports, and in 1966, Congress passed the Helms-Burton Act, which further restricted United States citizens from doing business in or with Cuba. And from the region, police are searching for those responsible for the death of an American national, Thomas Torres Castillo, who died after being hit by a jet ski on Tuesday. Police in the tourist resort town of Negril said Castillo from Vegas, Nevada, was hit by the jet ski, which did not stop. The American, who was vacationing with his wife, was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. In recent months, there have been several complaints about jet skis being operated in areas reserved for swimming. Last October, Tourism Minister Wycombe and McNeil told Parliament that there would be a six-month suspension on the importation of all jet skis for commercial use. And internationally, the U.S. is concerned that Syria is behind schedule in handing over its chemical weapons, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has said. Mr. Hagel told reporters in Poland that he did not know the reason for the delay, but said Damascus needs to fix this. The international watchdog overseeing the destruction of Syria's chemical arsenal is meeting in The Hague to discuss the operation's progress. The stockpiles are due to be removed and destroyed by June 30th. In a statement to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW, the U.S. Ambassador Robert Mikulak said the effort to remove chemical agent and key precursor chemicals from Syria has seriously languished and stalled. And that concludes your lunchtime news update right here on Q95. I am Marilyn Niles with the Q95 news team. Join us again at 5:30 for the Prime Evening News Roundup. Do stay tuned for your view on Q. Good afternoon.
Boy, tell me why you do that. Look how you rave and kill the person child.
Stadium 10 presents quarterfinal madness this Wednesday, January 29th, 8:40 p.m. Cicero Hotel. Featuring Hunter, Daddy Chess, Crispy, Checker, Gemma B, Web, Checko, Black Diamond, Lucas, Observer, Lady Star, Electra, Scrunter, Shadow Flow, Benno, Sandy, JD, Ghetto, Prince, Elisha, Middle J, man himself. Quarterfinal madness this Wednesday, Cicero Hotel. Also, Mighty Omi, Waxock, and Mighty Jack. With special invited guests from the Renegades 10. Quarterfinalists, Deros, Young Bull, Explosions, and Trendsetter. Sponsors include Digicel, Kubuli Courts, Domlek, Redcap from Big Edge, Dominica Lotters, Mapin 2K4, Sat Telecoms, Bullseye Pharmacy, Smallax Mobile, Arturo Sports, Fine Foods, Robinson's Deli, Downtown Old Market, MC's Powell and Young Bull. Stadium Quarterfinals Madness! This Wednesday, Cicero Hotel, Sakai Marata!
It's the Quartz Blog Yard Sale, happening in the Castle Comfort Yard. New and slightly damaged items, priced to go. Get stoves, mattresses, washers, TVs, and lots more. Sale on for 2 days only. Thursday 30th from 6 a.m. and Friday 31st from 7 a.m. with new items to be sold every day. It's the Quartz Blog Yard Sale, happening in the Castle Comfort Yard. Don't miss it.
Q95 Live TV is your official online pay-per-view video streaming platform for every season and event all year round. It's so easy. Log on to www.q95da.com, click on Live TV, and watch quality streams of hot and happening events and entertainment as it happens, when it happens. Carnival shows, costume band parades, street jump-ups, calypso competitions, calypso tents, Christmas shows, QTS, other talent shows, promotional campaigns, and more. Q95 also provides quality video streams of live-to-air in-studio shows with breaking news, latest developments, dynamic views and interviews. Watch your favorite in-house shows, hosts and their guests every day, live and direct in real time from the Q95 studios. Watch your favorite shows and events in Dominica live and in living color on Q95 pay-per-view live TV. Stay on top of the latest carnival vibes, calypso performances and more from your one-stop reliable source of information, education and entertainment from Dominica and the Caribbean. Just log in to Live TV on www.q95da.com and watch right on Q.
First Domestic is doing it again. Introducing Pay As You Go on all insurance policies. We understand these challenging financial times, so it's First Domestic to the rescue. Pay As You Go. If you don't have the full upfront sum of cash to pay your 12-month insurance coverage, just pay as you go. Comprehensive and full comprehensive pay as you go on 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. Or third party of 6 months or 12 months. Avoid the inconvenience of getting a ticket or having to have your vehicle towed away. Way. Pay as you go. Yes, and you even get the benefits of no excess on claims. It's insurance tailored with you or customers in mind. Expect more quality insurance coverage because at FDIC, our stability secures your future. Terms and conditions apply. Pay as you go. Only at First Domestic Insurance. Now keep going.
Hey, we are back here on Your View. I just want to say wele lele pam pam. In the meantime, I've been doing a little bit of Googling about our Dominica's participation in the Winter Olympics in Sochi. And once again, I'll say, don't get me wrong, I have no problem in us as a small country venturing into areas where we have a chance, or that, you know, traditionally we've not been, you know, competitive at. For example, we know that we've represented in swimming, in the discipline of swimming, at the Olympic Games, although we don't have a national swimming pool or anything like that, but we had persons who were in the diaspora of Dominican descent, you know, who were trained and who were interested in those areas, and so we were able to put up athletes to participate in various disciplines at the Olympic level. I mean, you don't necessarily have to be in Dominica to be an athlete. You could be a Dominican studying overseas, of Dominican parentage, and, you know, you're an expert or you're very good at something. And, you know, you can go through the process of representing Dominica at a particular event, whether it is a world event, an Olympic event, etc. So that's not the issue. My issue, particularly this morning, is just the way this story is unfolding. I did a little bit of research on the gentleman, one of the two people. His name is Gary, or Gary, G-A-R-Y-D-D-I, Silvestri, S-I-L-V-E-S-T-R-I, Gary Di Silvestri. He is one of the two-member squad who is going to represent Dominica at the Winter Olympic Games in Russia, coming up in February, from early February, as a matter of fact, February 7th. I got his resume here at a site called resume.com, similar to monster.com. You can put up your stuff there. Let's see here. It says there he had a very successful career in finance before shifting his focus to athletics. Today, he is a globally ranked Nordic skier, slated to compete in the 2014 Sochi Olympics and the 2015 World Ski Championships. Gary Di Silvestri will represent his native country of Dominica. He currently trains for both events with other members of the Dominica National XC Ski Team. So we have a Dominica ski team, which comprises of Gary Di Silvestri and his wonderful wife Angelica. Nice name, very beautiful name. It also says here that so he's a finance expert. He's worked at Credit Suisse. He has an MBA in finance, etc., etc. It says here, today Gary Di Silvestri serves as president of the National Ski Association of Dominica. As part of his training, he regularly competes in cross-country ski races. He won and qualified to be part of the... he ran and qualified to enter the 2014 Sochi Olympics and the 2015 World Ski Championship. So we do have a National Ski Association in Dominica. We do have a national cross-country ski team in Dominica, or representing Dominica. And Mr. Gary Di Silvestri, who was offered Dominican citizenship because of his philanthropical work in Dominica, is the president of that association. I don't know who else, Marilyn, is part of the Dominica Ski Association. Hello, good day. Maybe someone can let us know.
Yes, good day.
Good day, yes.
Yes, sometime, as a demand question, this issue of how the person become. Tell me on the phone. I would be my question concerning the citizenship debate as went in. But sometimes in our country, people with that kind of background that do philanthropic work, we see already they contribute a lot to our country. If you look at Dr. Nichols, we see the Clifton Dupinick College, and you see the disrespect where we changed the name without respecting what it was left for. It was left by trust. We see our botanical gardens. All these things that we have that is good in Dominica was developed by people with that kind of spirit, philanthropic spirit.
Definitely.
You know, so
a country don't only have to sell passports, as we see we sell passports to crooks and criminals who come just to abuse and exploit our country. And sometimes that's the kind of people we have to select. Countries could select people to look at certain, pace of development or track of development.
But why is citizenship the thing that we think we have to trade? It almost looks like, you know, giving someone citizenship is like throwing a 5 cents at them nowadays.
No, you see the investment. We see how, for instance, Arizona was developed. How do they call this place again where they have all the gambling?
Las Vegas, middle of the desert.
If people have the potential for development, you recognize them and you make them citizens of your country so that you could get something out of them.
Yeah, that's why we have an economic citizenship program that's supposed to be working, yes.
No, not only that. We see what happened in St. Kitts with the Australian team. The Australian team, after they won the World Cup, they were given citizenship by the St. Kitts government.
Okay.
And it resulted in some positive things. It's not only for money we have to, give away citizenship. We have to recognize people, their potential, their state of mind, their like-mindedness as to working for people in general.
I agree to that.
It doesn't have to be race, so that is important. We see our government now just running after people with money. They don't care, what their background are, and so on. They just sell our citizenship to them. Citizenship shouldn't just sell on a plate. You understand?
I agree. I understand what you're saying.
So we have to look in this kind of positive ways, especially with people that do philanthropic work. They have a certain level of ethics and principle on which they operate.
No problem. I get your point. Thank you for
that.
No problem. Thank you. Straight to the telephone again. Good day.
Hi, good day.
Good
How
afternoon.
Are you?
We're good.
What I would like you to find out, I don't know if you're able to eat. What year already offers citizenship to under which regime?
Well, we can already deduce that based on what's in the article. If the article is correct, they said they started doing work in Dominica 6 to 7 years ago, because this is a recent article. And because of their work, they were then granted citizenship. So it would be within the last 6 years.
Okay.
Yes.
And, in that sense, I guess, it was his work in the rehab, because you have people like the cricketer who came down that made a century on all grounds. He was given citizenship just like that because he made 100. But we have people here who deserve to be recognized and cannot get the recognition from their own government. You understand? So that's why sometimes you really need to prioritize. Even though you have people coming in to do good things for you, for your country, to give your country a name, we have that female cricketer who went all the way to Bangladesh to play cricket with the West Indies team. She was in the newspapers in Bangladesh telling
them about
Dominica.
Yeah, my teammate
Pearl Etienne,
yes.
She was in Bangladesh. She came back with an article where she was in that newspaper talking about Dominica. People didn't know where Dominica was or whatnot. So she gave our country a name. She's a female ambassador, and she can't get the recognition that she needs in our own country. Mm-hmm. I mean, she met with some sports minister or whatnot. I mean, you're supposed to recognize people like that. So it's not just because some foreigner came down to do good work. We have people here who can give us a name, and we can support them, and they can go out. They can go out and not wait for when they make a way for themselves, go out, and then they're going to say, Dominican-born, Pearl Etienne, representing some other country. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we really need to prioritize, because we have good people here as well.
All right. Thank you for that. You want to add something? Oh. I thought we had someone on the line. There, it dropped there. I'll leave that one there. Okay, to the telephone. Hello, good day. Marilyn is keeping a little silent. Marilyn is digesting all of it. Hello, good day.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm kind of digesting. I think just a little bit of a story there, because...
Sorry, you think that's it's a what?
There's a little bit of a story there somewhere,
okay,
as far as the citizenship goes up.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of doubt, this philanthropic story, because...
Well, we don't have anything, because I want to be careful of this, we don't have anything saying exactly what
exactly
is the nature of the philanthropic
exactly
work, nor that it that there was not any.
Right, so,
so
I'd
we don't
like
know
somebody to investigate and to confirm what work that was.
Okay. Oh, that's all you wanted to do?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Back to the telephone again. Good day.
Yeah, quickly. And Miss Marilyn, blessings to you.
To you too.
There is a common denominator there. The brother is versed in finance.
Yes, he is a financial analyst. He was a director at...
Be careful, et cetera, et cetera.
Blessings, be careful.
No, I'm not going nowhere. No, you know me, I'm very technical. I was just letting that pass through. I brought it up. But
yes, he's a finance guy.
I just drop it. The common denominator I'm talking about, I mean, is everybody else who have obtained our citizenship, maybe with the exception of the cricketer, there seems to be some big money involved. So I'm not saying that that case is about money, but I am just talking about the common denominator. Thanks a lot, my dear. Blessings.
All right.
I would say that what tends to become an issue for people, where there tends to be skepticism surrounding stories like this that come out, is the lack of public disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there
If there are people positively associated
with the country that are doing positive things to bring up the image of the country, if there are people who can be used as an icon to bring awareness and knowledge of Dominica. Skiing is a very unusual
discipline for part of the world,
and of course it's not something that's conducive to the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, if you have these two people going up to represent Dominica, that's going to create a lot of buzz in the international arena, and it's going to want people to know
more.
Where is this Dominica?
So like, because where is a press release locally? Where is all the buzz in Dominica?
Right. So I'm saying there needs to be more public, honest disclosure, and because it's not, it then everything then becomes shrouded, and it then leaves too much room for doubt and too many questions, and we need to move away from that. If these people are genuinely doing something positive for uplifting the name and reputation of Dominica, potentially bringing customers into Dominica from a completely different area of the world, then that's fantastic. But why are we not hearing from it, from the powers that be, the people who
the
say
Olympic
that
Committee,
they are...
The Ski Association, the DDA,
right?
The all the A's.
The people that are saying that they want to push the Dominica product.
Exactly.
But we're hearing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we hearing nothing? Why are we relying on published things that come out on websites that we have to just pick up and then randomly speak about?
And on NBC Sports, I mean, this is a major sports network in the Caribbean. It's NBC Sports. You know, I don't know. As I said, there's something about this that's not sitting very well with me. I totally agree with what you said there, Marilyn. I think for me, in part, that's what it is. It's almost like we've lost the way that things are supposed to be done. I remember once upon a time, every single thing that, well, probably not every single thing, but, you know, things of interest were publicized, within the media, the press, the population. People knew what was going on. You know, if Marilyn was going to represent us in a marble hole competition, we knew it. We knew who Marilyn was, who her parents were, how good she was, when she's leaving, when she's coming back. We, you know, as the lady called, you know, we recognize our people. You know, and all of that kind of is like slipping away. You just hear bits and pieces of information here and there. Oh, somebody doing this. That person probably doing that. This person come back from that. And it's like, what? I didn't know that.
It's too much secrecy.
And I'll take the example of the Jamaican bobsled team. Years ago, we remember the movie.
Yeah.
You know, that created a whole industry for Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you have two reggae boys. Well, it wasn't two. I think it was a group of them. I'm not sure
five of the
bobsled races or disciplines that they were in. I mean, a movie was made. The bobsled is on display. You can go visit it in a museum somewhere in Jamaica. You know where the people live. You can come to the community.
Exactly.
Their families are kind of heroes in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. It's a big hue and cry. Most Americans know that story.
Right.
You know, the Jamaican team that was practicing on a rusty hill, you know, to be part of Olympic Games. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And yet still this year, once again, the Jamaican bobsled team is poised, once they've secured the finance, I think it's about $80,000 I read online, to again represent Jamaica at the Winter Olympic Games. Now, why cannot we follow that model and understand if this is genuine, as you said, and there's nothing shady about
it?
Let's promote the heck out of it.
Exactly.
Where is the promotion?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the disclosure, and where is the honesty about it? you know, something about it is just not sitting well. I found the article where I read the quote from the gentleman. It says there, he's saying, so De Silvestre is saying, they call it the nature island, half tropical, they call it, he's a citizen. Mm-hmm. They call it the nature island, half tropical rainforest, half Caribbean beach, De Silvestre said. The sand is black, not white. They have 1,400 meter high peaks. It has everything. It has mountains, it has caves, it has hiking, beaches, beautiful crystal clear water, snorkeling, the whole bit. It is untouched by tourism, relatively speaking. Dominica offered them citizenship as a thank you for the charitable work. Quote, it was kind of given to us. It was nothing.
It was nothing.
To the overseas line. Hello, good day.
Hi, good afternoon, ladies. It's me again calling.
Yes.
My comments will be more directed at the question you asked about why isn't this happening and why isn't that happening than the Olympic thing. I think this is just another one of those shady deals. What do you think the role of the media, the journalists, in Dominica is?
I think the role of the media is to talk about what's happening. It could be the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's life. Report the truth and stay as close as you can to the facts.
In a democracy, the role of the media is to get the information and pass it on to the people. The media is supposed to be demanding the answers to the questions that you sit in your studio asking. They should have a mic in Skerritt's face and all the other people that are responsible for this thing demanding.
Well, Skerritt is not the sports minister, to be honest.
No, I said, and everybody else who is responsible.
Well, yes.
On all the various issues, not this issue in particular.
Yeah.
The media was supposed to be following them, hounding them with a mic in their face to get the answers to the questions that the Dominican people have. And the media has failed in this regard. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, Marilyn, a little... sound like a cool watch there for the media, for us. I think probably some persons probably looked at the story, because I saw it a few days ago and I looked at it, I came upstairs and I was like, you know, like, what are these people, what is this thing talking about? And I left it alone. Mm-hmm. I kind of forgot about it. Mm-hmm. I kind of forgot about it for a couple of days, and then I remember, I said, oh no, I really need to start asking some questions about this and find out, you know, what's going on.
I mean, I understand. Do you want to take that?
I'll take that one, because we're running out of time quickly here. Hello, good day. Share with us.
Sorry to call back, but... that last call is echoing something I've been saying along, and I think this is a perfect point of departure where you it's in your plate. Investigate the heck out of this, ask the right questions. Is first of all the Olympic Committee, you know, they should have known about it because they would have to vet the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's whoever gives citizenship under what auspices the citizenship was granted, you know, and pick up the trail and give us some answers. This is a great story.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, you know, in any event, Marilyn, whenever we have a contingent athletes traveling on official state business, you know, normally a presentation is made. We see what kind of uniforms that they're going to be using. You know, they have to be presented the Dominican flag. You need a chef de mission, you know, a mission chief, basically a chaperone, to go with them, members of the national or the local Olympic Committee, the DOC. And well, the same gentleman who's participating is the president of the ski association, so I guess he will wear a couple hats there. But you know, which government officials or which DOC officials will be accompanying them? And you know, we just need some information, like, you know, give us something, man, so we can be proud. Hello, good day.
Good afternoon. How
good afternoon.
Are you doing, ladies?
We're doing good, thank you.
All right, let me tell you, it is all well and good to have anyone who is a citizen of Dominica legitimately holding a Dominican passport. to represent Dominica and to make a name for Dominica. All right, do you agree with me?
Yes.
Definitely. My question here is, are there still Peace Corps volunteers in Dominica?
There are.
I think so, yeah.
There are Peace Corps volunteers. Mm-hmm. And we all are aware of the fact that they contribute in various disciplines, right? Sporting, sporting activity, education,
family life, agriculture,
and the list goes on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they make a very meaningful contribution, right?
They do.
To our development. At no expense at all to the Commonwealth of Dominica.
Right.
The United States of America pays them, and Dominica pays nothing. They have no expense to these Peace Corps volunteers who come home. Now, does it mean that because of the level of development and assistance that these individuals have given to Dominica, that they should be given a diplomatic passport,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and be made a citizen of Dominica? I mean, they have contributed.
Yes.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's another question. And you know what? There are a number of, without tripping you, hold your thought, there are a number of Caribbean nationals who've been residing in Dominica for a long, long time, and they do not have Dominican citizenship. Sometimes they marry Dominicans, but probably they never went in to do the paperwork, etc. And in some cases, you know, they get trouble. They get issues when it comes to inheritance or loans or debt or children or stuff like that, and they're still not citizens.
That's right. So you see that situation is leaving everyone it's causing everyone to speculate.
Yes.
That something is not right somewhere, and that was not given legitimately.
You think
something is wrong, and the authorities need to answer, and even that gentleman, he needs to be sought somehow to answer some questions.
Gary Di Silvestre, give us a call, 449-3095. Thank you.
Thank you.
At the time, it's already 1:31, Marilyn. I think we just started digging up an ant nest.
Yes, we have.
A termite nest, a cockroach nest.
A can of worms, I think, is the expression. But, you know, some of the callers have made some valid points. There needs to be more investigation done to establish, really, is this something that is genuine? And if it is, then why are we not exploiting it? And why are we not, you know, holding these people up in mm-hmm, proper esteem to say, okay, they're going to do a good thing. And
support them. Let the whole country support them.
Absolutely.
People should be posting Facebook statuses and following them. The Olympic Committee should have some sort of online social media where we can support. You know, for me, I mean, I'm an athlete, so for me, if I see something like that, I would really want to get behind mm-hmm, it and say, this is amazing, this is good,
exactly.
I like it when
because
we think out
we
of the box.
We don't see enough in
exactly,
our athletes reaching the international arena.
Very true.
So we need to be able to get behind those who do manage to get there. Mm-hmm. However, that said, by the same token, if it is not legitimate in other areas,
or if
areas,
we have questions
and,
based on how it's presented,
then that also needs to be brought to the fore.
It is. In closing, I'll just want to say lastly that we know in the sports world there are many instances where athletes, true professional athletes, they can adopt different citizenships, you know, that will further their careers,
right,
or further their interests.
Yes.
So even if you're not born in a country and you're a citizen of another, that in itself is not really an issue. I mean, you know, if persons who follow tennis, you can see the history of Lina, you know, she's Chinese. And, you know, at some point she actually thought of, you know, breaking off a Chinese citizenship because of the laws in terms of her winnings and her money and stuff like that. But that happens all the time. So we're not really digging on the citizenship aspect of it. As I said, not the individuals in question. We just want to understand what this story is about, get some more details about it. And if it's legitimate, let's rally 71,000 strong and let's go to Russia. Let's go ski. Ain't a problem. Amen. I have never skied, but I can do something. Thank you for joining us, Marilyn.
You're welcome.
You coming Calypso on Saturday?
Let me say, I'm not going to answer that question just yet. let me say before we're out of time, but legitimately though, I have a, I want to say congratulations to my 15-year-old niece. She just turned 15 on Monday, and she's actually now in training to go to the Olympics.
Yay!
In 2016.
What discipline?
Gymnastics.
Yay!
And she's fantastic.
So we can take her. We can well, citizenship her.
I think we should.
We should.
She's a Dominican descendant. My sister is her mother. So, you know, she's a...
So we need German before. We need Marilyn's niece.
There you go.
And any other Dominicans out there that can represent Dominica. That's your phone? Represent Dominica. Any discipline, we'll take you. No problem. The passport coming.
And before I go, let me also say a very special happy birthday going out to my girl, Kalita Roll. And a lot of Q95 listeners, I'm saying a kids on cue, good afternoon, and happy birthday to Kalita Roll. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Kalita. It's 1:34, and this brings us to the end of Your View for this week. Join us on Monday next week, if all goes well, Monday to Thursday. And don't forget to make Q95 FM your official Kaiso Calypso station for Mass Dominica Nuquanet Vive 2014.